Okay, we start a new section, Ezra Saviseinu, on page Resh Kei. That's what we're going to pick up today. Right, the theme of Rav Schwab in this sefer has been that as you daven, you get closer to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Shemoneh Esrei is the Kodesh HaKodeshim. After Shema, we have the bracha, which begins with V'yatzeh V'nachayin and ends with Gal Yisrael. And that represents the Pareiches. The Pareiches, at least in the Bayis Sheni, had two portions. It was it took up the width of an amma, and it was almost like a maze. It was one curtain that was open, probably on the right, am I correct? And the other curtain that was open on the left. So the Kohen went to his right, entered, went in, and came out the other side. So the bracha that we say, am I correct?
The left one was open.
The left one was open in the front? So notice he made a right when he went in, is that it? Okay, so I stand corrected then. Yeah, he made a right, and it wasn't a very difficult maze, you understand. The point is that it was a double curtain. So the theme of Rav Schwab's Sefer is that the whole davening is a progression from Karbanos, which is outside, to Shemoneh Esrei, which is the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So the last bracha has two segments. The first is Yatzeh V'Nachayin, which declares the truth of the ideas mentioned in Shema. That's like the first curtain. And the second is Ezra Saviseinu, which is like the second curtain. And he explained last time, the eight pairs of Yatzeh V'Nachayin, Emes V'Yatzeh V'Nachayin V'Kayim V'Yashar. And now, he explains as Ezra Saviseinu. So let's see how he says.
Before Shabbat, what is that?
So that, we said, is like the Kelim outside, the Shulchan, and the two brachas are like the Shulchan and the Menorah. The first bracha was like, we said, is like the Shulchan, Yatzeh V'Nachayin talks about Olam Hazeh. And the second one talks about Torah, which is connected to Menorah.
And
Shema is like the Mizbeach HaKetorah, the third keli on the inside. And then which is a Keteras to Hashem. And then you go into the Parach. You're faring me if I remember. I appreciate it. And I think that's what he said. Page Resh Pei. We're at Page Resh Pei.
Was there a machlokas whether at some point the partition between the Kodesh HaKodeshim and the rest of the Beis Hamikdash was solid, not a curtain, but was actually solid?
Well, we discussed this. It was an amma thick. It was a wall of an amma in the first bayis, am I correct? A wall of an amma. And in the second bayis, where there was no wall, they were not sure what to do with that arm of space, so he created a double curtain to sandwich it.
Sandwich the curtain. In the first
there had to be a parochus. I think there was a wall, and it was in the center of it a parochus. It was a wall all around, and in the center of it there was a parochus. Show me what's the picture. The joint.
Maybe it was taller, so they couldn't build a wall.
By Shani was taller. The bias, Shani was tall.
Shani said, right, so he couldn't build a wall.
It wouldn't have stood so tall.
That was 30 amasai.
30 amasai, yeah. 20 and then 30.
And that was
right. Okay. Okay, so let us see. Kvar haranu ledash, shechela kurishin shel berchus emes v'yatziv. We've already explained that the first part of the bracha, which is emes v'yatziv, hu ishur amitusa shel kriya shema. It's a certification of the truths of Shema. And the Hashem alakechem. V'kan, with Ezra, smaschil lachelik ha-sheni shel ha-bracha, shekineged ha-prechis ha-shniya shoyi ba-bayi-sheni, which is connected to the second half of the curtain. Chelik ze-oisek b'nyoni gu'ula, l'kayim ha-morim ze-al-lismach gu'ula l'tfila. We know that in Shemoneh Esrei was samach gu'ula, Gal Yisrael, t'tfila. Between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei we're not mafzik with anything. As a matter of fact, is a dispute if you're even allowed to say Amen to the bracha Gal Yisrael, which is why we have various minhagim and how to deal with it. Either that the people start Hashem Sfasai Tiftach before the Chazan finishes Gal Yisrael, which is what the Mishnah Berurah recommends doing. The Sumshuls, they say Gal Yisrael quietly, so that nobody answers Gai Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it. Mishnah Berurah says that the people should start Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Sorry, but that's the preference. So at any rate, but the point is, so that may be an Eitzah. The problem is that on a Bracha Richta, you're supposed to say Amen when you finish. Like Shemar Amay Yisrael Ohad, if you finish the Chazan, you're supposed to answer Amen. It's even better to. But it is an Eitzah, which is brought in some places, to finish Gai Yisrael at the Chazan, then rely that it's not, doesn't qualify as a Bracha Richta. But at any rate, Gaal and Yisrael have to be connected one to the other. So, here we're going to talk about Geula, which is Ezras, and then Shemoneh Esrei. Ezras Aviseinu Atumei Olam Lashon Helam. Pirish Atoy Yisbarach Nimtza Me'oz Umei Tamin. Hashem, who exists eternally. V'yisa'oi B'tkufas He'elam Abilti Yedua Lanu. You, Hashem, existed when you were hidden from us. V'atu Shisa Ezra Aviseinu Avram Yisak V'yakai. You should say Ezer Aviseinu. Why Ezras v'loy Ezer Loshen Zacha? Dugmas Ezer Kenegdoi, this week's parasha. Ezreinu Beginenu. Good kasha. Why don't you ever think of that? Why say Ezras Aviseinu? Who she Ezer Moira Alasias Hapula Beli Yishtad Losanezer? The male term is a term of someone who acts on his own, who acts independently. Aval azara loshenikeva kamei ezra salanu meira aklisha saezer. It shows on a weakness of the one doing it. Klaimi ikra pula nasai deha isa veina ezer ki misaye yabimikzas. Ezras means to help along. Ezer means to help, and ezras means to help along. So an Ezer is when you help someone who is not able to do it on his own. And Ezras is when you help along with somebody who's helping himself. So Ezras, Aviseinu, the Avis deserved on their own. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, helped along. Avalisha, who Ezer Kenegdai. Look at that. Isha is the Varim, Shabbati of Sharmai Deo, Ishi Nisus, who Uber, Yaldase, Minikta, V Ezer Kenegdai, Lahashim Tavki Deo Ish.
Interesting.
What? Ezras, Aviseinu. Oh, we do. Oh, that's a good point. So, by Mariv, the Gemara is the question. Well, that's a good question. We say Shachzei Baruch Gal Yisrael, and then we say Hashem Svasai Tiftach without a hefsek. By Mariv, we say Baruch Gal Yisrael, and then we stick in Ashkivenu Hashem Elokeinu L'Sholayim. And then most Jews in Chutzlar say Baruch Hashem La'ilam Maybe Amen. You guys say Baruch Hashem La'ilam Maybe Amen. The Yekis also saying. And then you have Kaddish also, yeah. So we have a half.
So it's a long stretch.
It's a long stretch. So there's a Mandi Yomar, I think, Rabbi Yechon and the Gemara. There's Shrel. The Minigat Shrel is not to say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam, because there's no Makar in the Gemara for a Tosis brings the Minig. And it's, if you look into the Makairis, it's a surprise that we do it. The Sfaradim do Baruch Hashem Lo'olam. You guys say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam maybe Amen? You don't think so. So, because they do like Eretz Yisrael mostly. Micha is no Gula, there's no Shema. Because Shema Gula is connected to Shema. But there's a Madi Armadi Gemara that by Mariv, Smicha's Gula Tfil is not so important. The reason is,
why
Shachris? Because the Gula of Mariv and the Gula of Shachris are different. The Gula of Mariv refers to a geula in the galus. Darkness is galus. Hashem helps us within the galus. So at night we say, "V'ne'amar kifoda Hashem es Yaakov u'galayim yathosak mimenu." We're not talking about Mashiach. Bar Yigal Israel at night. We're not talking about Mashiach. We're talking about kifoda Hashem es Yaakov u'galayim yathosak mimenu. Hashem has klai Israel and helps them from goyim who are stronger than them. So at night we say Gal Yisrael about the Geula within the Galus, because Lahagid about before Mashiach comes. By day, which is light, which is a marshal to Mashiach, we say, Sur Yisrael, Kuma Bezos Yisrael, Uftecha Numecha Yidav Yisrael. But now Magaleinu Hashem Tzavaka Shemai. So there we're talking about the Gula Asida, the full Gula, which is the day Gula, Sedak all Yisrael is immediately, that's the full Gula, and that's immediately connected. The day is the full gula, and what is the gula within the galus?
What?
The gula within the galus. So therefore, the night gula is not such a strong gula that has to be connected to tefillah. The day, which is stronger, has the requirement. Now, in Shemini Esrei, I mentioned this in the past, the 12 middle brachas. Hey, there are 18 original brachas. The first three and last three are praises. These 12 in middle. The 12 in the middle, 6 are for Hashem to help us during the Galus, and 6 have to do with Yemei Samashiach. In other words, Tilt Kapi Shaifar, those 6, Refuos, Parnasa, Slach Lanu, that's all during Galus. Tekabi Shaifar, well, Mashiach was there later, Al Tzadikim, Mishlai Mircha, Sebat Dov Rav Nechamim Satsmiach, the other ones refer to Yemei Samashiach. Which means that the first Barachat Hashem Gal Yisrael in the first 6 is not talking about Mashiach. See our problems and fight our fights. That's really the main theme of it. Yes, Hashem Shabbat Gol Shleima. But that's referring to the Golus with the Gula within the Golus. And the second part, machine was added later.
I know, but it's also part of
the share. It was added part of that, yeah. But the point is that there are two gals. There's nafkamina la halacha. If you come late to Mariv, which I'm sure never happens to anybody here, so you could start Shemini Esrei with the oilam. If you walk in, start Shemini Esrei, and daven the rest later. Shachris, you can't do that. Because Shachris, you have to say gula and tefillah. It's makif. So Shachris, you gotta say, you go Gal Yisrael, and then say Shemini Esrei. What? Because Gula Tefillah by Shachris is makif, and Gula Tefillah by Mariv is not a Domra makif. That's the difference between them, because they're different types of talking about Gula. The reason we don't, that's Rachim, we ask for the Gula. We don't say on Shabbos only Al Tzircha. The Velt says that we don't say Gula on Shabbos, so you're not supposed to ask for Barkashas. That's what the Velt says. So the Velt doesn't explain why we say in benching, Parnasenu, Chakaleinu, Arbichenu, Arbichlan. So, I mean, there are answers to it that, but the Yerushalmi says, the well-known reason that we don't say the middle brachas, we don't say bakashas on Shabbos. The reason we skip the middle brachas on Shabbos, Yerushalmi says, because you're not supposed to ask for things on Shabbos. Yerushalmi itself asks for benching. It asks for benching, and it says taifis brachashani, whatever that means exactly. It says the teretz, which there's a dispute what it means. But the Bavli, which we really follow, says the reason you don't say the middle 12 brachas is not to be a tircha on Shabbos. It feels better on Shabbos, a shortage by the answer, you know. So, not to be much riechu. Difference is, if you started the bracha, you wake up, according to the Bavli, Yerushalmi, you would have to stop. But we say, once you started, finish the bracha already. Because we say that we don't say the bracha only because it's a tircha, so a meila, if you start already, so you'd be much riechu completely. You don't have anything to say. What? All tefillahs, except for Musaf is questionable. Shachris Mincha and Marav of Shabbos. Marav died and next Shachris. And Mincha by Musaf is not clear because Musaf is not supposed to be Yishmein Esrei anyway.
The Nafkamina is, you made a mistake, you started saying, your weekday Shemini Esrei and Shabbos. If I hold Yerushalmi, then the reason is,
it's also Teas Bakashis.
So I have to stop, no matter. If the time is, like the Bavli, I don't have to go back to the beginning, right? I start from there.
The good news is, when you get to Slachlon, you wake up. You know, you go Chatano, you wake up. And you scratch yourself, or you make pretend, in case everybody's looking.
So
so you finish that bracha, and then go back to Yismach Maisha, whichever thing it is.
So during the week, if you come late, you could rush through Sur Yisrael, say God Yisrael, and then start Shimon Esrei.
Well, if it's possible to catch up, you can't, but you have to say Baruch Shom Ashri Yishtabach and the whole Baruch Shkri Yishma. Baruch Shom Ashri Yishtabach. But you can't say God Yisrael without those. No, 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 no. You can't just pull it out. You have to say the whole Seder. Baruch Shomer Ashrei Yishtabach. That's how late you come, Herbie. That's how late you come. Okay. So, okay, so we explained the idea of Gula Tefillah, which you'll mention again. The third paragraph. So he explained very interestingly that Ezra Saviseinu, that Hashem helped the Avis along. It's interesting. Shemoneh Esrei, we say Melech Ozer. You don't say Ozeres. Melech Ozer Mashiach Magen. So Hashem helps independently. That's good. It's not about God. Okay. Bottom paragraph of the first column. Ozer Ezra Saviseinu, Hashem, who is the Azara to our Avis, whom, what does it go? Ezra Saviseinu, Atumi Yailam, Mogenu Mashiach Elohim. So it's interesting, in Shemoneh Esrei you say Melech Ozer, Mashiach Umogen. Here we say Ozer, Ezras, Mogen and Mashiach. Change the order. We say Ozer, Zenu, say first Ezras, who Mogen, Kisrissa Megi Mikalta Kolava Asain, like a shield that protects from all tragedies. Like Kaidim Shetavi Vitigiat Sarachas Rishalom before it comes. If something already happened, so Mogen is Hashem protects us that the Tzara should not come, and Mashiach is that God forbid the Tzara already came, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashiach. V'yazer, v'yagim, v'yashia. It's also this order. It's very interesting. V'yazer, v'yagim, v'yashia. In Shemoneh Esrei, we say, oizer, u'mashia, u'magim. Oh, k'slozu hafsu. The Gross says, I'm remembering. The Gross says that when you're saying it there, even though it's a praise, it's really about kasha. Lozu hafsu. When you ask, you go up. Whenever you ask for something, you ask for less and then for more. So when you're requesting, you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, helps a little, helps when we get in trouble, and even more, he helps that we shouldn't get into trouble in the first place. When you're praising, Laizu Afsu is the reverse. First you praise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech, well, I'm not sure that's correct, that Mogen, he keeps us out of trouble in the first place, and Mashiach, okay, I don't know if that what I'm saying is a good answer. And these are better answer. Why the order is reversed. In Shemoneh Esrei, you say, Oizer Mashiach Mogen. And in Ezra, you say, Mogen and then Mashiach. And as he pointed out, in V'yazah, V'yogim V'yashiach, which is a song, which also happens to be what the Gabbai says when he calls people up, while we're busy saying, he's saying V'yazah, V'yogim V'yashiach. So, but he says, "L'vnei Amachem Machal Dar V'Darshe Kshikaras Kadosh Baruch Hu Brisam Avraham Avinu Amalai Liyas L'Chalei L'Kim L'Zarucha Achrecha." He promised to serve as a God to Avram and his descendants. Ve'Isa, and it says, "Shekavaras Acharecha K'Shem Halchin B'Darchecha." Are your descendants who go in your way? K'vay Ken Kan Ata Ezras B'Neiem Rak Imheim Achreim. You help the children of the Avais if they follow you. Shalom darchei Avisem, u'mahalachayeyem mevusas akim atarav mitzvus. And the children follow in that path of kiyum tarav mitzvus. So it depends. Depends on b'neiyem achareyem. Berum oila meishavecha. Literally, rum is the high point of oilam is where you dwell. What's oilam? Oilam milosh nehelam. Eilam again, he says, like he said, as I've said to me, Eilam. Eilam is lashon of hidden. Shemayshi v'karash Hakadosh Baruch Hu betchumin al yainim shelamayim makal kiyum. So Brum Eilam doesn't mean the heights of the world, it means the heights of the secret places, of the hidden places, is where Hakadosh Baruch Hu dwells. Makim Nela Vinista Me Abruim, a place hidden from his creatures. Ashasham is Gala Kvayd Hashem, Aval Umishpatecha. So Hashem's existence is hidden, but his laws, Hanu Oimekadim Bitkufa Bitokfa, the Isa Maruin Lan Hogazu. Those who want to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laws. Vitzit Koscha Zui Adina Rafi Bibchina Sadaka. Somebody needs Sadaka, Shulkal Chaimir Psaka Mishpat. Mishpat means someone who goes according to the law, letter of the law, and Sadaka is someone who deserves more. Ad Afsei Aretz. That reaches Ad Afsei Aretz all the way down to the earth. V'chein Anu Oimrim Tfila Samida Melech Oyhev Sadaka Umishpat. Mishpat Haidu Mishtar v'seder nachay, shkalach nitzav amamadei v'chem akabel schar v'aynish mesherai loy. Mishpat is you get what you deserve. Blis tia kalshu without any special right. Utzdaka and hagel of nimishur v'sedim. So tzedaka is when you give somebody charity, and mishpat is when you do what he deserves. Ve'elu mishpatech v'zikhas ramagiyin ad av seyores v'akim shakala ha'ores v'nasa efes. There are tzaddikim who deserve beyond the earth. You know, they live here. As the Baruch Hu deals with mishpat and tzedaka with two levels. Interesting, Rashi in Veschanan says that even though tzaddikim deserve it min adin, they're mevakesh amat neschinam. Yes, achinam. Says, you know, even though Moshe Rabbeinu could have asked to go and show min adin, he said, give it to me for free. I know people like that, right? He said, you know, you don't go to God and say, I deserve it. You go to God and say, give it to me, berachmecha harabim. And, that's why. People don't earn schusim to live. And they're lower than the hope for madrega of people who live in this world. The two extreme ends of the world. So the afsei oretz are the entire broad spectrum of human beings. Even though you are beyond what we comprehend, I want to point out, Rav Schwab explained by Richus that the pasuk Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then again Ani Hashem Elokeichem, the two Ani Hashem Elokeichem means what? He said, not just to get to 248, no. It was, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, when you see God, by Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm the same Ani Hashem Elokeichem when you can't see God, in time of hell. That was Rashab's theme, that says twice, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. One is, when the Hashem does miracles, you see him. And one is, when God is hidden, it's the same Ani Hashem Elokeichem. He said that's Emes and Yatziv. Emes is the truth when Hashem is revealed. And Yatziv is something that requires Emuna. Emes v'Yatziv, v'kayim v'yoshav, v'neman v'ohuv, v'neman, Emes v'Yatziv, v'nochayim, v'skim nochayim, v'kayim v'yoshav, v'neman v'yav. See, each one he said is a double set that talks about Hashem v'kiluy and Hashem v'hester. So here also, that's what he's interpreting Eilam. The interpretation of Eilam that's throughout Rav Schwab's writing, I believe follows Rav Hirsch, if I recall correctly. Rav Hirsch does not like to interpret Eilam as the world. He doesn't like the interpretation of Eilam as world. He interprets it as eternity or as Helam. He doesn't, I remember we had that somewhere. Now, Eilam could mean world, or it could mean forever. So the question is which one it means. Even in Kaddish, so I believe Rav Schwab teaches forever and ever and ever. And the other zutaish lo oilam in haylam hazeh lo me almaya, and in the world to come. I don't know which one Oskar chooses, but I believe there are two consistent interpretations of the word oilam throughout. What? Well, there definitely means forever. Yeah, he's pointing at emes v'yatziv. Emes is when Hashem is revealed, and yatziv is kayim that Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'nochayin. Nochayin means solid. V'kayim again means kayim. Or yashar v'neman. When Hashem is revealed, you see his yashus. When Hashem is hidden, neman. It's a matter of emuna. You have to have faith. If you have faith, then you have faith, etc.